knew when I found a $100 bill on the ground that maybe I could have been charged with a misdemeanor. This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do.
Yeah, so if it's left behind and there's no way to identify who that person is, why wouldn't you take some money that you find on the ground, right?
I feel like most of us would.
I feel like most of us would. Yeah, but if you can manage to make it through the day without finding 20 bucks left behind at a checkout and keeping it, you're doing okay.
Well, it's where you found it.
So,
that might be the problem in this one.
Yeah, I mean, where in the sense of it being a state of Pennsylvania. Because we've all done this. We've all seen like a dollar on the ground or something like that. We pick it up. We keep it, right? So this woman named Brianna, she lives in Pennsylvania, and she says she was charged with disorderly conduct, a misdemeanor, after finding and pocketing an abandoned $20 bill.
What are the other circumstances around this, though?
At a self-checkout at Walmart. She explains.
So naturally, I pick it up, and I'm thinking, it's my lucky day, you know? I pay with my card at Walmart. We walk out. Fast forward almost a week. The officer calls me, and this is the whole, do you know why I'm calling?
Yeah, so she gets a phone call from the police officer about a week later. This is after her dad had already alerted her and said, hey, by the way, police were kind of looking for you here at the house. And she's like, okay.
No, were you at Walmart on Saturday? Yes. Do you remember the $20?
Police are like, do you remember the $20 there?
Yes. No idea where this is going to go. So he pauses and he goes, just wanted you to know that in the state of Pennsylvania, if money's left on the ground, on the counter, if you pick it up and you, I don't know, the law is within a reasonable attempt to find the person, and I don't necessarily know what that is, you can be charged. And not only that, but he said... I could be charged with a misdemeanor.
Yeah, so apparently
someone
had reported missing $20 from Walmart, had called the store. The store reviewed their cameras and were able to track her down based on the security cameras.
Oh, wow.
And so they basically said, hey, if... you haven't made any sort of reasonable attempt to find the owner. Now, she said she wasn't following anyone. Like, this lady didn't just leave and then she walks up.
It wasn't obvious.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't one of those things where she left and she walks up and sees the $20 there. And instead of like going, miss, sorry, it looks like you left some money here. There was nothing. So she's all like, can I pay her $50? And we just forget this happened.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, it's
seriously?
Yeah, yes. And so
that's hardcore.
Yeah. So basically they charged her with summary offense for disorderly conduct. And so later she wound up posting an update saying that she had to get a lawyer and
probably cost more than $20
and got the charge dismissed, provided she return the $20 to the person, which she did.
Okay, that is a long way to go.
What a nightmare.
First of all, A, she didn't know about the law. B,
I mean, ignorance of the law is not, you know, I mean, you know, that's a whole thing, you know, but
sure,
whatever.
But yes, but then, you know, when she did find out about it, she's like, all right, well, what if I just give her 50? Like, this person stood to make $30 on the whole deal.
I know.
And no, still not good enough?
See, I don't think that even got to the person. I think the police officer just said no.
Unfortunately, can't let you do that because the law.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. So,
wow.
So again, like, you know, me finding a $100 bill on the ground when I was jogging a
few years ago. You should have let that go, sir.
Yeah. I mean.
You let that go.
What if someone had said, hey, calls the city and goes, I lost a $100 bill.
And then what if there are cameras?
Yes, exactly. Like, oh my gosh. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without finding 20 bucks left behind at a self-checkout and keeping it, then you're doing okay.
You turn that into a Walmart person, apparently.
I guess
so. You turn that over to a staff member.
Yep.
Say, just in case someone comes back looking for money.
That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.70 JX.